This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Bulldog beer as we recap Goose Island 312 Block Party, Beer Hoptacular, Argus Oktoberfest, Old Irving Oktoberfest, and our last episode over at Alarmist Brewing, talking about their gold medal win.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, and it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And this is our second episode of the week. Hopefully I got it out before the week starts again. But yeah, we were at Alarmist earlier in the week for the official episode, and then we've just been drinking a lot.
Yeah, man, we rarely do this, but, you know, I think the Alarmist and all the GABF buzz kind of deserved its own slot.
Uh-huh.
So now we were doing other stuff this week anyway, so it's cool that we get to touch that as well.
Right, and I just mentioned to you, because I looked this up, it is 5 years of Chicago Beer Pass.
And that's for real, 5 years?
Yeah, we started September. The episode was uploaded September, like, 25th of 2013.
So our show is, in preschool?
In preschool, yeah. That's kind of ridiculous, right?
Dude, we're getting old, man. I went by so fast.
It does not feel like 5 years.
Not at all. Like, when Chad Brett asked how long we were doing it, I was like, yeah, it's been about 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense than five.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And to think, I believe we've only drank the same beer a handful of times, maybe like 3 or 4 times.
A lot of that credit goes to you, because you guide us through a wide spectrum of beer. I see stuff and I'm like, oh, okay, let's get it.
Yeah. You know?
Like the Middle Brow and the Motor Rose and the, you know, some of the Two Brothers stuff that I wouldn't pick up.
Right. You know? So that's been fun to think. Just I'm always chasing that, like, oh, let's get something new. Mm-hmm. There's always new beer. And then to never have to go back and be like, all right, Fist City again.
Right,
here we go.
Right. We're spoiled, man. So many options. We haven't even touched them all.
No.
So.
And we have some new stuff this week because we were recording a cellar episode, which might be on the YouTube channel already or is going up shortly. But we had an old can of stout from Bulldog Beer.
Yeah, it was like a coffee stout or something, right? Coffee milk stout?
Yeah. And I posted on Instagram that we were drinking it, and they were basically like, what the heck? Where do you get that?
Why do you still have that? And also, I'm in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and they just dropped off some beer.
Yeah.
So they brought us the Kiss, which we've had on the show, so here's a repeat.
Yeah.
But we haven't had the CeeLo, which is their Session Pale Ale.
Did you pour CeeLo?
I have CeeLo, yeah.
Look at mine.
Yeah, the pale ale is very murky and muddy. Yeah.
Is that for real the same beer?
No, this is the
okay.
Kiss.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't pour the CeeLo, sorry.
Okay, I saw both open, sorry.
Yeah, I have the other one open. It was very heady and frothy.
Yeah, now they did go to the, what do you call this, where you snatch the whole top off?
Yeah, the pop tops.
Yeah, they got that going now. That's new.
Pringle tops.
Yeah, and it pops like the way, like, biscuits pop when you're trying to get those open. It pops like that. Yeah.
Yes, but I'm digging this pale ale a lot, the CeeLo. It's the newest one they're canning right now. Like I said, we've had the Kiss before. It's their session, or it's their Saison style ale.
Dank, heavy, lingering hops. Columbus, Cascade, and Citra 5.1.
Mm-hmm. I am. So we'll be knocking back these. I do like the pop tops because they act as cans. I can have two beers open at once and not have to worry.
That's true. Open mouth beer, man.
Yeah, do it up. So that was super fun and shows like the power of social media too. Like, hey,
like, you look up at Jerome's like at the door.
Yeah, he's like, I brought you guys beer. Like, I can't believe you're still drinking that. And we told him it tasted pretty good.
It held up. I liked how it held up.
Mm. Nice. So yeah, look for that episode and go back and listen to the Alarmist episode we did with Aaron and Gary Gully.
Yeah, great show. Aaron's the head brewer.
Mm-hmm.
I like how You know, we talk about it a lot, how homebrewing is not disconnected at all from commercial brewing. You know, you look at, you know, Sam Adams, Lagunitas, Sierra Nevada, the biggest companies in beer, they all start as homebrewers. So we get to talk to Gary and Aaron, and Aaron's like, yeah, man, you know, this is really my first full-time gig. And he's out the gate with a bang with this fucking beers, man.
Yeah, that's awesome to see. Yeah,
it's cool.
And they were, when we were there, we were trying Fuzzy Petal.
Yes.
And then it got canned the next day.
Okay.
So if we would have, one day later, we would have got some cans of that.
Yeah, I think I left Alarmist with the oat shaker. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Nice. Yeah. You already drink yours?
It's all gone.
I have the Pie Hopped. I haven't drank it.
Uh-huh.
I may keep it for next week.
Yeah, I saw it. I want to say I saw it in his glass, in Gary's glass. It had the brownish, reddish hue. Yeah. Like, it looked like a creek.
Yeah, which is funny that I'm going to keep it then for the, was it the week and a half or a week here, where we talked about on that episode, like, saving the beer, and there's this push to, oh, if it's over 2 weeks old, I don't want it. But that's not Aaron. Knows that's not how everyone drinks beer.
Yeah, a lot of nerds are like that. I don't really get that. Right. But
so I'm gonna save that for a couple weeks, and hopefully it should still hold up, because that's something he's thinking about. But
yeah,
we'll talk more about that on the following episode.
Yeah, that was a good ep. You should definitely go back and listen to about 40 minutes of just full on Alarmist talk, and with a special appearance by Chet Brett. It was actually pretty funny.
All right. So, before that Alarmist event happened, we were all over the city, especially you.
Man.
You, what, triple header?
Yeah, triple header on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, so where do we start, man? I think the first thing I did was Goose Island Block Party Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't been to this party in like 4 years. Yeah, it was just nice to get back to, okay, because, you know, with the books coming out, you know, it's like, all right, We understand their connection to the Evil Empire, AV, right? But let's get back to the beers they make here.
Yeah.
And that's what this was about, right? So maybe like 10 or 12 offerings, and then like a full catalog of Bourbon County stuff in the tap room. And it was wild. It was a wild party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do I start? Oh, I like that there's a local stage, and then there's a main stage, right? The local stage is in the in one of the barrel warehouses.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of course, when you go through this block party now, one of their, you know, Goose had like four of those buildings, and one of those buildings is actually like Finch now. Mm-hmm. So then it was funny because you can walk through Finch. Finch was part of the party. Like, you know, at one end of the party, there's a Chicago Brewing District banner, and then they're pouring all their neighbors' beer. And then at the other end of the party is Finch, and they got their gates open, and there's like a big, you know, there's a separate divider between the brew house and like a little area, like a meeting area.
Oh, so you got to go into the Finch brewery a little bit.
Right.
Nice.
So I was, you know, we were talking about the Finch guys. I'm like, dude, I always like Secret Style from Finch. And they had a red ale, and I forgot the name of it. I'm like, dude, what's the name of that red ale you guys were killing it with? And he was like, Fascist Pig. I'm like, those for me. Everything else with Finch, it was kind of forgettable, but I really dug Secret Style. I really dug Fascist Pig. You know, Finch 1.0.
Yeah. Right?
And he's like, yeah, Finch, one of the head brewers, I think. He's like, Finch 2.0. I can't believe you're talking about Finch so much.
Is this Finch 2 or is this now Finch 3?
This would be, you're right. This would be Finch 3, right? So Finch 3.0, the top-selling beer is Taco Cat.
Okay.
And Taco Cat is a kettle sour.
And
dude, when you're chugging, when you're sipping BCS and you're sipping this lineup of Goose beers we'll get into in a second, I've never been so happy to see like Dry Hop 312 or a fucking kettle sour in my life, man. Yeah. But it was great. I feel like, what did I get that I really wanted? The Magnifico, which was the mango tequila barrel aged version of Sophie.
Ooh.
The beer we had on the show, Fooder Red.
Yeah.
Right. And then they got these four cans, and the cans are all like kind of like fruit forward beers. Well, Paper Umbrellas is just a tropical IPA. It's like 4.5%. Paper Umbrella. And these are all 16-ounce cans.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Ginger Kombucha Saison that I think we've had before, Soleil, right?
Yeah.
And then there's Pilze, which is a new
Pilze.
Pilze, which is a lager with hibiscus and blackberry, right? And then there's yeah. And then there's Scavenger. Now, Scavenger is a wild ale using wild rice, wild yeast, all Illinois ingredients.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. So these are four cans, all being made locally. But they all kind of leaned on, they all had a nice fruit profile. So I'm like, well, look, cool, I have a scavenger. And then I'm going to go get this BCS Blackberry that's been aged for 5 years.
Right, okay.
And then I'm like, okay, let me put the scavenger down. This is too much. This is too much fruit. Yeah. But it was nice to see the new offerings from Goose. Mm-hmm. Goose Fulton, yeah.
And pretty good turnout there for, like, amount of people. And...
Oh, there was a lot. There was people everywhere.
Yeah.
People everywhere. I will say they did a good job. At least on Friday. They did a good job of it was packed, but in the middle of the party, there was still a lot of wiggle room. They could have. I thought it was going to be a shit show and be overstuffed and oversold, you know, because it's a suggested donation event.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did a good job of, like, letting it breathe.
Nice.
That's kind of important because you know how Goose is. I remember Goose 25th anniversary like it was yesterday, and people are lifting barricades to get to Bourbon County Rare, and it was chaos. Right, this was a little more chill than that. A little more chill.
And most beers were $3.
Yeah, so you get the tokens, and everything's $3.
Mm-hmm.
The cool part is because I think they were having issues Saturday, and if you couldn't spend your tokens, they are acceptable at the tap room all month long.
Oh, okay.
So that's actually pretty cool.
Well, and it's the same tokens. Like, you can use them next year.
If you got them, yeah. The whatever party they throw, like if you go to, Prop Day or something, mm-hmm. it's the same token.
Right.
Yeah.
But $3 for all their beers, that's like true AB fashion to undercut everybody, right?
I'm like, man, because, you know, lately we've been looking at growler fills, you know, because like, all right, don't get me wrong. I want to support the breweries closest to me, but sometimes I don't want to pay $20 for a 4-pack. So what about these growlers?
Yeah.
And we're looking at growlers across the city, and we're like, man, like, you can go to Goose and get a growler probably for like $11,
right.
You know, when everybody else would use like $17.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but dude, you know, it's Goose Island, so devastating BCS lineup. I'm like, holy fuck.
What would we have?
Man, first thing I grabbed was Blackberry Rye,
yeah,
which I didn't know was a thing. Right.
Right.
So this kind of sounds like one of those things where they meant to bring it out, but then they kept it and just added more fruit to it because it says it was aged for 5 years. And BCS is usually a 1 year thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this was Blackberry Rye, 14.5%, 55 pounds of blackberries, right?
So yeah, that is probably something that was never tasting right.
Yeah, and they kept
chilling, sitting on it, trying it, sitting on it, trying it, and maybe now it's finally. It's good, or it's good enough for festivals, right? And like one-off kind of things.
Exactly. Yeah, I miss Cherry Rye. Cherry Rye went on, let's see, Prop, Weller, Regal Rye, Rare, Double Brandy Barrel, Double Barrel, Islay, which still sucks, by the way. Islay is the Scotch barrel aged one.
Okay.
Phobab last year, it was the last beer I had. I had a sip of this beer, and I was like, you know what, man? It's really time to go home.
Some people like that, like scotchy yeah. people.
To be fair, I'm not. The peatiness of scotch is still kind of lost on me.
You hate the Scottish people, I guess. So.
Nothing against the Scottish people. I just haven't found. I like the non-peated scotches.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
But the peated scotches are just—they're just too advanced for me. Okay. Is what Jessica Murphy would always say. Yeah. Oh, but I learned about the Shamrock Stout, which I didn't have.
Okay.
Shamrock Stout is, you know, is essentially like. A mint chocolate BCS, right?
Mm-hmm. Did I go and try that?
Did you try that?
I honestly can't remember. I'd have to go back and listen to the episode.
Like, I feel like I've seen a post for the Shamrock like on IG from you. I feel like
maybe I did.
It wasn't a party or anything. You were just at the bar.
I just went to the tap room to try it. Yeah. Maybe I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think of it?
I didn't try it.
Oh,
but what I was going to say was... What I was going to say was, don't be surprised if you see it in cans. So the conversation was like, hey, you know, in 6 months, we might just have like, because, you know, they got the tall boy wrap cans, just like everybody.
Yeah.
Like, don't be surprised if you see a green can and it doesn't say anything on it. It'll just have like a, you know.
A Shamrock Goose or something.
It'll just have a Shamrock on it. I'm mm-hmm. like, that's nice. And it might just say, you know, Stout Aged in Bourbon Barrels. And
yeah.
If you know. That sounded kind of cool.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. It sounds pretty cool.
And it would probably come out around St. Patrick's Day kind of thing. I'm sure they do like a tap room only release, can release.
Yeah, because I think this was one of the trials that, you know, just never made it to production.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, but they're very innovative over there, man. They take a lot of pride in their innovation program. So.
Yeah.
You know. Aside from just, hey, let's just make a bunch of BCS. Yeah. I mean, like, oh, I wanted to get into... the scavenger, which was kind of interesting because at the second party I went to, Beer Hoptacular, they were kind of saying how, man, you know, they published like a research paper for other states to follow, you know, what they did. Because they went down and forged a lot of these ingredients.
Goose did?
Yeah, Goose did. Okay. They went downstate, forged a lot of ingredients to make Scavenger. And they took a lot of pride in that process. And that's what I give Goose a lot of credit for, man. They kind of show you how the sausage is made. They'll go in deep. They'll go in deep about the barrels, and they'll go in deep about mm-hmm. their process. And they post all their recipes, you know, like they want to share everything they learn. And then you talk to other breweries around town, Goose has an open door policy for anybody who wants to come and ask anything
right.
on a professional level on how things work, you know. And a lot of that gets lost when we talk about Goose because, you know, because their affiliation with the high end and then, of course, you know, AB.
So. Right. And that, well, it helps that they have the money to do that kind of stuff now, too, that they may not have been able to do, or I don't know, they had to treat it a little differently, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at, because I've been to that hop farm out in, you know, wherever the fuck it is, Idaho. You know, it's the world's largest contiguous hop farm, and you know, they were, you know, they didn't have a lot of different types of hops until Goose showed up, and Goose said, no, we need to plant these hops.
Yep.
We need to experiment these hops. We need this presence on this farm. You know, they're directing AB as much, if not more. You know, they influence the big company just as much as the big company influences them, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't go the way of like Latrobe, Pennsylvania, right? Where like they bought Rolling Rock and then, oh, we're shutting down Latrobe, and then there were riots and protests and shit. This is a little different. So I can respect that. They're making changes, so.
I tried to go to the block party on Saturday, got turned away. I waited in line, got in line around 6:30, I want to say.
Yeah.
So last band was going on at 8:15. It was a pretty big line.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And we waited for about 30 minutes or so, and then they shut it down. They said, we're not letting anyone else in. For a little bit, they were doing a one-in, one-out kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then they just shut it down, which was really weird because people were still leaving. And, of course, people are going to leave at some point, and you couldn't let other people in. Like, that's $10 to charities that didn't happen from a lot of people. And it kind of sucked that the cops or basically the fire marshal kind of said, yeah, we're over capacity. But there was also zero. One person went through the line and said, we're shutting it down, no more. That was all that was said. There wasn't anyone else there letting people know what happened. And if you weren't on.
Did he have like a megaphone? Did he stand on like a soapbox or something?
Someone just walked down the line.
Oh, yeah, that kind of
and
sucks.
Then people were like, oh, yeah, they said it on social media. And it's like, well, if you weren't checking this nonstop.
If you got bad reception over there, yeah.
Right. And you wouldn't know what happened. So there was nobody standing there letting people know what's happening. And some people were still waiting, thinking like, oh, maybe this was just something to get people to bounce. And then we can kind of open it back up again. You know, clear people out. So that kind of was it.
I wonder if you could go to, because, you know, from the, I guess that would be, oh, from the south entrance. I wonder if like Great Central was open, because that was kind of technically outside of the fest. I wonder if you could go there. This was a ticket event at one point, right? Maybe they should just go back to being a ticketed event.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know, I'll just do a little. I don't know. I don't have the answers.
I think they had trouble selling and or giving away the tickets.
That's true, because when you look at the Hold Steady and TV on the Radio, right? And then the local stage, the acts were really good, Glitter Money and Rick Wilson. But I didn't necessarily, I learned about them at Block Party. Like, I didn't go to Block Party saying, yo, I got to check these cats out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. How do you?
So I was bummed. I didn't get to experience this at all. I saved myself some money.
Yeah,
but
$3 a pop. The line for BCS kind of flew surprisingly well.
Okay. I wouldn't have waited in line for.
Oh, come on. You got it. That's when they roll out. They roll out the cannons at fucking at Block Party. That's the whole reason you go. More than anybody I know, Brad Chmielewski is kind of cool on BCS. He's like, yeah, all right, I'll try it if we're drinking it. But yeah, man, whatever.
I've had it so much. I have so much of it. I have old bottles still sitting around.
Yeah.
That. Someone would probably, I don't know, they would just people would go nuts for. Like,
I aspire to be at your stage in the game because I see, you know. I see prop and I'm like, well, I'm going to go get prop. Hold my scavenger. I'm going to get prop. That's me.
And just like you know so many people that are just like, who will open these bottles at random time. And you're just like, oh, well, why'd I wait in line yesterday when John here decided to open up this bottle today?
That's true. I mean, over 12 months, we talk about it. Over 12 months, you'll be able to try them all. At some point, if you live in the city of Toronto, or you just live in the region,
and you, I think, try them every week,
dude, they're good. I mean, I like the beer. I don't know what you do. I like the beer.
No, I don't. It's good. It's good. No, I not but discrediting
that's
it at
true.
All.
It doesn't get old for me.
But
that's
I would.
True.
I was there for the block party event itself, not for the wait in line for the beer. Okay. So that's what I was kind of disappointed because I didn't necessarily want the beer. I would have tried the pills.
Pils A,
yeah. And maybe a couple other ones, but I was there for the like experience. So not being able to like experience it was kind of a bummer.
I hear that,
especially when your friends are like inside already. Like, damn it, I should have showed up earlier. What was I doing? So that was my Saturday. But you went on Friday, and you ended your Saturday there.
I went back, and it wasn't the best idea for me to go back. Yeah, I think.
But you were like, I could get more Bourbon County.
It was, yeah, and it was my buddy, you know, it was my buddy Josh down at Kankakee Journal. It was his birthday, and he was like, well, I'm going. And I was like, well, fuck, I guess I'm going too. Mm-hmm. So, oh, we had to complete the triple header, though, because
you started at Argus. For the
yes, day. Yes. All right, so Beer Hoptacular is, we do the homebrew, I'm a homebrew judge for that portion of Beer Hoptacular. And it was weird this year because the party didn't start till 3 p.m., but the homebrew joined us at like 10 in the morning. So we're like, you know, I'm with Mike Miller from Delilah's and I'm with Steve from Beer Download. And, you know, we're done in like an hour with these boys, right?
Because what, there's like six or eight homebrews?
There's like 11.
Oh, there's 11.
There's 11 homebrew crews. That kind of surprised me.
Oh, nice.
So I'm like, well, what the fuck do I do for 4 hours, man? And then I was like, well, Argus is partying.
Yeah.
And apparently they're still in business. So we're going down to Argus, man. Yeah.
They're going to get mad at us. Maybe they'll call us up and have us do an interview there.
Because, you know, they are the only brewery in town. Correct me if I'm wrong. They're the only brewery in town that actually brews in a building that's on the National Register of Historic Landmarks. They brew on the second floor of the old Schlitz horse stable.
Isn't Motorola historic?
Perhaps.
Landmark, or at least they're like, maybe they don't brew in the historic part.
I think they won an award for maintaining the historic facade then having like a LEED certified gold building behind this facade.
Okay.
They did
okay.
win an award for that, but I don't know. Oh, but Argus, man. So we take the train to Argus and then fucking, the first thing they say is, yo, we won a gold medal for our doppel alt, which I didn't know was a style.
People are unsure if they're open and then they're just winning awards.
Other strong ale is the category.
Other strong ale. Oh, yeah.
So right on, man.
That's like that faux bab where it's like double strong barrel.
Other strong beer.
And you're like, yeah. All right. Cool. No, congratulations to that.
Congratulations.
I'm not trying to be like, yeah, your awards suck. No, congratulations.
Because it's a gold medal. It was one of like two gold medals that Chicago won this year. it solidifies that it's not a fluke down there because like 2016 World Beer Cup, you know, they won a bronze for their Holsteiner lager. So they immediately changed the name. It's a Marzen. So they immediately changed the name from Holsteiner Lager to Argus Lager. And that's their Oktoberfest beer. So that was the beer for our Oktoberfest, which is what they had. So they were only, I had the four beers there. They had the Pils, the Lager, their Pegasus IPA, which is an English IPA, and the Gold Winter, which is Golden Prairie.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was an old brewery, and then they revamped. They bought the brand, and now they're making historical beers based off the brand. Old Chicago brewery.
Oh, okay. All right.
So yeah, man. I don't know. One of the earliest stories we wrote on CBG was a full-on Argus story. So we've always had a good time with those boys. And I used to live in South Shore, and that was one of the closest breweries to me. So I've had some pretty good times at Argus, you know.
And how was the event?
It was good. It's like it sits on like the field that sits next to the brewery where they grow. They have a hop garden.
Okay.
They have a hop garden, and they had this like, if you ever go down to historic Pullman, it's an island because it's kind of bizarre down there. You know, there's Roseland to the south, and then there's you know, there's some other strange neighborhood to the north. But then you go to Pullman, and it's been designated a national park, you know, and it's just like stepping back in time. You just see all these like super chilled, small town USA old folks hanging out in the middle of.
Oh, yeah. Well, Pullman had a lot of money in Chicago, so it makes sense that they would try to, I don't know, have this area that dedicated to them and historic landmark. And so
it's Pullman's kind of a strange island. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of my favorite Pullman stories is they have the old where they used to manufacture the Pullman train cars, and Will Turner is like this huge frisbee golf enthusiast, so he's leading this frisbee golf party around the old place where they made the train cars.
Yeah.
And I shattered my phone that day. Ever since then, I've been carrying the
autoglass case. Nice.
Yeah. But it's always fun when I go down there, man. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going down there, so I don't understand why they fly under the radar so much. They had, a rocky entrance to the beer scene. They treated it craft beer incorrectly.
They use terms like, we sell premium craft beer.
Mm-hmm. And they had girls with skimpy clothes serving their beer. So it was a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth, and they kind of had to, I guess, hide for a little bit. But they have a lot going on, and they are winning awards, and it's weird that...
Quite frankly, a lot of people didn't like the beer, quite frankly. Sure. Yeah.
That doesn't help either, yeah. When you're making poor decisions and you're making bad beer.
Yeah, and there were things like, you know, the... what was it? Jared Payton had an All-American Wheat Ale, you know. And I think to your point, like some of their decision made the whole project seem kind of gimmicky.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But they were home to Five Rabbit when Five Rabbit won their first JBF award. Mm-hmm. They were contract brewing there. Beta Brau got their start there. Rest in peace, Beta Brau. Oh, but then I always found it weird because the guy they hired was like this massive presence on the West Coast. You know, like 17 or so JBF awards. Not that that's the be-all, end-all, but it's a reference point when we talk about smaller breweries.
Yeah.
You know? He's out. And then Mary Pelletieri, who's like this marine biologist that has spent some time at Miller Coors, spent some time at the Brewers Association, now she's there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the beer's really good. Everything I've had from them so far has been good. So.
See, that's a good story, too. You have this female brewer there that there's not like a ton of them, especially here in Chicago.
Yeah, there's like two, right? Three.
Yeah, that
Lagunitas, Aris, and Argus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so why isn't this a thing? I don't know.
These are all fair questions, Brad. These are all fair questions. I don't understand it either. So I was trying to give them a little love, man.
Yeah. Because I often rag on a lot of breweries. And I want to know more. It's really because I want to know more. Like, I don't understand why you're not talked about. Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm.
So you were at Argus.
Then Argus
you
was went, a good time, yeah.
You took your helicopter from Argus back.
Back to the who knew that Chicago had a helipad? Little Village? Little Italy. Mm-hmm. It's near Little Italy. Yeah. Okay. Like,
University Park.
University
Village,
University Village, back to Roosevelt and Ashland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back to Beer Hop.
Okay.
Yeah, Beer Hop. This dude, and you know, it sounds like it's all by happenstance. Like we talk about how it changes venues every year, but he was kind of saying like, you know, there was some kind of issue at the last minute with CineSpace, and that's how he ended up here. And they don't typically do parties there, but he's like, hey, listen, let's do a party here.
Yeah.
So you go there. There's like seven helicopters in the on the helipad. The pink line is whizzing by. Okay. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? This place is great, man. It was so cool.
I'm sad I missed it.
Yeah. Why didn't you come? Well, you were saying like, yo, I can only make one thing this weekend, I think you were saying.
I had a baby shower stuff that day, and I was working, so.
Beer Hop did not suck. They had this, they had so much space that they had a dedicated VIP area upstairs, and it was like, you know, you could overlook the crowd and that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, I was excited about. Oh, and I saw Gary Gulli there, which was like so random because I just knew he was in Denver. But like on the show, he was saying we only submitted the one beer, so he stayed back, and it was his anniversary.
Right, so which kind of happenstance got us the interview, even though we had just been lazy and hadn't been there. But
it all kind of worked out.
It worked out that he won an award, and he's like, "Yeah, come on out."
I'm like, "Fuck yeah!" Yes. Where's Brad on my phone? Let me find Brad real quick. This party was good. The VIP list was actually very good.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think Port Barrel-Aged Abduction. I think I leaned on KBS most of the day.
Okay.
Might Meets Right from Temperance. I'm pulling up the list here. And we're going to shout out those homebrew clubs that won. I'm going to run down all 11 of these homebrew clubs, too, and tell me if you've heard of these.
Okay. Well, Chaos.
Yeah. Chaos who won. Shout out to Chaos. They made an amazing double IPA. Yeah, you got a little Prairie Artisan Ales was the other one upstairs. That was really good. Consider Yourself Hugged Imperial Stout. It was an Imperial Stout with peanut butter and roasted coffee.
Mm.
Yeah, but the homebrew in the homebrew competition, I'm with Mike Miller and Steve from Beer Download, and we're saying, hey, you know, we're not going to use any scorecards, but just let's decide which of these beers we would drink again, right? So I think they made the only requirement was Munich malt, since it was like Oktoberfest season.
Okay.
After that, you could do whatever you want. You could roast the malt. You could, you know, do whatever, right? The top three beers were a Saison from the Spent Grain Society. The number one choice was the double IPA from Chaos. And number three was this really interesting international dark lager from Chicago Homebrew Group.
Mm.
And, you know, we actually were having a hard time deciding, like, what the order, the 1-2-3 order would be. And then Mike Miller pulls these three beers aside and puts them all in different cups. And we're just looking at how gorgeous this fucking IPA is, man.
Yeah.
Like, it just looked like a pro beer. And we're like, yeah, that's the edge right there.
Okay.
Yeah, but shout out to that international dark lager, man, because, like, I was just like, I don't know, man. That's you can say what you want about that style, but I would drink this beer again. You know, I would drink this beer all day Saturday if this was in my fridge.
Damn, okay.
So it was pretty good. Tell me if you know any of these groups, man. Emerson Homebrew Group.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Knaves of Grain.
No.
The Aurora Brew Crew.
Mm.
Joliet Brewers Club. Silverado. Pale. That's the Plainfield Ale and Lager Enthusiasts.
Okay.
Chicago Beer Society, we know them. Who am I missing? I think that's it.
And Chaos,
yeah. I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize there were 11 homebrew groups in the area, so.
Damn, okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see, I know there's other events that have homebrewers and spotlight them, but this is something that has been at Beer Hoptacular for a long time.
Yeah, I think, you know, the venue changed all the time. It's been at the first one and the fifth one, I want to say, were at Aragon.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I want to say, and then they might have two.
I think the first, like, three were at
first three at Aragon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then Aragon, they went to the horse thing.
Oh, the strange little pop-up tent.
Yeah.
The pop-up tent by the Tribune.
That might have been like year four. I didn't go to that.
That was weird. I was at that one. I was pouring for a 6-point at that one.
Okay. Aragons were fun, and it started to get, I think, out of hand just because they had like – they started to add a cocktail area.
Yeah, they had a Ponce, rum.
And they had a cider room. And it just started to be like, yeah, you're getting housed at this event.
Yeah.
And you're never going to make it upstairs where these breweries are.
I think
are.
We ran into you and Ken.
Yeah,
and
there's some hop casts at the early Beer Hoptacular.
Ken's got the stash. He's got the coach, mm-hmm. the coach mustache going.
But I like those events because it was also, we talked about Big Eddie a while ago. That was an event where you could try Big Eddie, you could try the Orchada, Blue Moon, things like that were at that event. I don't know if they're still at the current Beer Hoptacular, like the big breweries.
I didn't see them. Yeah. I didn't see them there. Riverfront Theater is at Big Top, that pop-up okay. Big Top. Yeah, and Lacuna Arts Lofts down in Pilsen. Those are the other places. It rotates. It rotates every year. The only thing that's consistent is the homebrew piece, which so it's a cool party. So
nice. Cool. And then you made your way back to Goose Island on that Saturday.
Yeah, I don't remember much about that.
All right.
Just prop.
You're just drinking more prop.
A little more prop and a little dry hop 312.
Okay.
Dry hop 312 and a BCS. BCS in one hand, dry hop 312 in the same hand. That's the festival uniform. You can cruise a whole fest with that.
Okay. Yeah. And then Sunday you spent the day posting articles and getting all that out, right? And recovering.
Yes and yes. It was fun, man. It was a fun weekend.
Sunday, I made my way over to Hopewell.
Right on.
No event kind of thing. Just made my way there. Their beer is still good.
Still good?
It's still good, yeah.
Hit a report that it's good.
Still good. And it was busy. I don't recall the names of the beers I had offhand. I had one. I checked into them, but that was about it.
Yeah. They do. Do they do cocktails there? I hope so.
I don't remember.
I've had a cocktail there. It was like an event. I don't know if they do them, though.
You know? I do like, though, that you can get all your beers in little, is it 8 or 10 ounce? I think it's 10 ounce glasses. So they're like, they're little beers. I like that. I can try more beers. And it looks like a normal glass, too. So you don't feel like you have like a weird sampler glass. You just have a smaller glass.
Right.
I don't feel inferior to everyone else drinking.
They're like, look at this dude and his little ass beer.
Yeah. No.
They're like, no, this is 10 ounces. It's fine.
Yeah, fine. And then I made my way over to Old Irving, who was celebrating their second anniversary and slash Oktoberfest event.
Yeah.
And
how was that?
It was pretty busy. This event, you could order a stein.
Mm-hmm.
And take the stein home. It had the Old Irving like logo on it. Me, you know, I was drinking little 10-ounce beers earlier in the day. I'm not going into Old Irving by myself. I don't even know anyone else. I'm on my phone. I was like writing blog posts or sending emails. I'm like, I'm not drinking a stein. I have my car. Not doing it. So I couldn't.
No, not even just one stein, just one and done. What about a half pour? They'll hit you with the half pour.
I guess, maybe.
Then you get the cool stein.
Yeah, but I was just like, I don't need this.
Don't want to be tempted.
Yeah, I'm seeing other people drink the stein, and they're not looking too good.
And then what are you going to do with the stein? It's not like you need another glass.
Right, yeah. When am I ever filling up a stein of anything to drink?
Ever.
Maybe a glass of water, like, here's my water for the day kind of thing. But most
we got steins at Argus, and I'm like, yeah, we're putting flowers in this thing. We'll never fill up this glass.
Right. You can fill it up for like cereal in the morning and like. See,
we didn't even fill it up at the fest. Yeah. We always got like, let me get the quarter.
So, again, what am I going to do with a stein? So I didn't need the stein, but I did have their Oktoberfest and it was tasty. And then I also had a sample or a taste of their Milkshake Headache, which was their double hazy IPA, I believe. And that was pretty good.
Yeah. I would think. We were talking about Argus and how we don't really talk about him a lot. I think Old Irving, both times I've been, I think they're severely underrated. I dig everything they make.
And their food is good. I didn't eat, but people around me were eating. So it was busy. Service was slow that night, so that was kind of a bummer. But everyone was watching the Bears play and like cheering and clapping.
Bears.
And so that's not necessarily my thing. So I was like, well, what's going on? Like, I don't want this stein. I'm like here. Like, why is it so busy? Anniversary. Yeah.
And that was that's one of the breweries that Alarma shouted out as far as like, hey, thank you for helping us make our way to the gold medal.
Yeah.
It was Old Irving.
I like stopping in there. Definitely good beer and like a nice space. I sat at the bar. And they have, like, I've never not really sat at the bar. I know there's, like, another room you can sit in, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sneaky good spot. And then if the party stops at Old Irving, just go across the street to Sidekicks. That bar is open till 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in, it's, like, full on 1979. It's, like, fucking the Regal Beagle up in that joint.
Funny. I'll have to do that next time. Driving down that street, though, driving down Montrose, I spotted myself some Rude Hippo signage there.
They're in the news this week. Isn't it cool? They got the big pink. It's like, what is it? Like a hippo with like antlers?
Yeah, Rude Hippo. Yeah.
It's like, why does this hippo have antlers?
Nice. That was my week. That was your week. We're running long here. We're talking. Any events that are worth mentioning, or should we dive into some news?
Let's dive into some news, man.
Yeah, because we're already late. We're not late. This is a bonus.
This is a bonus. It's been a long week. We're probably just gonna chill hard this week because we are on location at Goose Claiborne for next week.
Yeah,
I can't wait. We might drink all the BCS 18 next week. I can't wait.
Nick will.
We're gonna drink it all.
Yeah, he will.
And there's something else going on that day, but I'm thinking of telling them, you know, I can't even make it, man. I'm going to rock with Goose.
So we'll try to record an episode at Goose Island next week. We'll see what happens. Not sure logistically what's happened.
Yeah.
Or what happens when we drink too many Bourbon Counties.
We shall see.
So in the news, Rude Hippo.
Rude Hippo is in the news because the Twisted Hippo.
Twisted Hippo, sorry.
That's right. So no, you're right. No, because it was Twisted Hippo, then they joined forces with Rude Boy.
Yeah.
And then they broke up and now they're back to Twisted. I wanted to see the Rude Hippo thing work because the Rude Boy crew, they were a couple, just like Twisted Hippo's a couple.
Yeah.
Oh, but anyway, yeah, they're hosting the Mosaic Albany Arts Fest. So they're hosting an art fest in their backyard, they said, from 6 to 10 on October 4th. And all the beer for the festival, of course, is going to be Rude Hippo beer since they're hosting the fest.
Twisted Hippo.
Shit. Twisted Hippo. Thank you.
Oh, man. All right. That's cool.
Yeah, that's in the news.
Speaking of Goose Island, yes. I don't know if you saw this article that was Josh Noel posted about the 1992 thought process. On the all the bottles of Goose Island or all the current bottles, it says since 1992. He has done some digging, some research that 1992 may not be correct.
Because it says that. Since 1992, even on the T-shirts, on the bottles, that's what it says. Since 1992, they've been making this beer.
Right. More than likely, from his article in the Tribune, it says it's probably 1995.
Yeah.
I think maybe 94 you can get away with. But 92, that's questionable.
It's like for sure, probably not 92.
Right. There's no news stories. There's nothing written about it. There's nothing posted or talked about of this beer being tried in 1992.
When was the infamous story about, you know, Garrett Oliver and the GABF and how they drank the beer and they were like, man, we have to disqualify this beer because it don't fit a category, but man, this beer is fucking awesome. Like,
the first time it won, I believe he said in the article it was 95.
Okay.
So
that's where the 95 argument comes from, it sounds like.
Right. So, but even the Halls, they aren't sure on the date either, right? Yeah. And it just seems as this article was kind of saying, like, yeah, it seems unlikely that this brewery that started in 88, 4 years later, they were likely taking a risk and barrel-aging beer. But.
I mean, it's interesting because, like, yeah, you're right. Like, to your point, like, I saw John Hall at one of these R&D nights.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, like, the first brewer ever they hired at Claiborne. And he was saying, like, it was a female. I'm like, oh, what was her name? Yeah, because that's interesting.
Yeah.
And he was telling me the name, and I'm like, fuck, I can't find nothing on this name. It was, like, you know, some kind of, like, Eastern European name. I'm like, shit.
Sure, not to say, like, 92 may be right. Maybe there's purchase barrel. Maybe there would be a receipt, right? Likely of barrels being purchased, but his article kind of just said like it could be urban or legend kind of thing. Like it was sometime in the mid to early 90s.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of
and Goose. He loves Goose Island, so it wasn't like.
I mean, he has to because I feel like
it wasn't a screw you Goose Island.
There has to be an obsession with Goose if you write a book, 500 pages or whatever. Like there, you have to be obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he gets granular about Goose stuff, which you know, sometimes you learn about stuff.
And stuff being written about it doesn't mean it didn't happen, right? Like we're in a time where if it happened, there was somebody that posted and shared and did something about it. But 92, maybe?
I'd like to hear the response to that. Like, what are the Goose folks saying about why it is 92?
I think they said in there, like, didn't comment. You know.
Next question.
So that was kind of interesting. Check that out.
Yeah. Oh, Mars is in the news. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mars.
The brewery, not the planet.
Not the planet. Mars with a Z. Down in Bridgeport, they're doing. They have a new coffee. They have a new soda pop. I love that they're calling it soda pop. That's like an old Southern term. And they have a seltzer and a barrel aged kombucha that they're all releasing. Yeah. Oh, but then they're having a festival on the 21st. It's called Liquid Dreams Fest. Liquid Dreams is also the name of their double IPA.
Nice. Okay.
And this is also going to serve as their anniversary party at the new space. Have you been to the brewery?
I haven't been, no.
The brewery looks great. It's what you expect when you look at the cans. It's like, it comes to cool kids. It's like Cool Kids Central. It's slick. I dig it, man. So you can, there's packages for $45 and $90. That include like these tokens. They're doing the same thing as Block Party, $3 tokens, you know, but it's free to get in.
Wait, they're $3?
Their tokens are $3.
Their beer is notoriously $100 for a beer.
I hope their tokens actually get you.
That's probably like an 8 ounce.
Like you probably need like 6 of these fucking tokens.
Sorry, this one's 5 tokens.
Like I kind of hope the beer is also a token each for these $3 tokens. Because, yeah, man, their beer's fucking. Their beer costs bank, man. And you're like, what the fuck, man? Oh, man, I got a 4-pack of. I got a 4-pack of Jungle Boogie. A 4-pack of 12-ounce cans. $20. That shit was like 22 bucks. I'm like, what the fuck? This is their anniversary.
This is why we don't drink a lot of Mars on the show.
So I hope the $3. It's their anniversary. They got 14 guest brewers, man. That's on. That's on 1021.
Man, all right. I'm tempted to go just for the price of the beer. They make good beer. But to be able to try beers at, like, a discount? Damn, yeah, I'm down.
I mean, you know, the beer's expensive. There's no way around it, man. That beer costs more. What else is in the news? Oh, a couple of GABF notes, man. Let's talk about, well, Illinois, I think we won 11 medals. Mm-hmm. The top three medal-winning states were Colorado with 30, Oregon with 22, Washington State with 17.
Whoa, okay.
And the Great American Beer Fest, the 37th annual, but this was the 31st award ceremony.
Okay.
Yeah. Cloudburst Brewing, they picked up a bronze medal. And they accepted it wearing a fuck AB InBev t-shirt.
Whoa.
Yeah. 10 Barrel, who actually won 3 awards, which was the most of the day. Mm-hmm. They kind of responded like, hey, next time you wear that, you know, we should match. Because, you know, they are part of the high end.
Right,
10 Barrel. And then Cloudburst's response was, yeah, but your shirt should say, fuck local craft brewers. That's what your shirt should say. That was funny. Cloudburst picked up a bronze for American Wheat Ale.
Nice. Okay.
That's all I got, man. That's it for news. All
right. Then we should get out of here. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosia.
And I'm on Twitter, at B-Rad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, we're always posting photos over there of, you know, sexy-looking beer.
Man. Our Instagram hops.
Yeah.
I love our Instagram.
So check that out, at Chicago Beer Pass. Stories are going up all the time as well. If the beer doesn't look like it should be in a photo, it'll be in a story. And we'll be back hopefully next week with the episode at Goose Island Clybourne. Mm-hmm. We're still working out all those details, but we'll be back soon with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.